Free press advocates are celebrating today after a jury in Iowa acquitted Andrea Sahori of criminal charges stemming from her coverage of Black Lives Matter protests last year. Sahori is a reporter for the Des Moines Register, and she was found not guilty of failing to disperse and interfering with official acts. Her case was unusual for a journalist in the United States, and it was seen as a test for the First Amendment. Andrea Sahori joins me now to talk about it. Andrea, welcome. What a week it must have been for you. How are you feeling today after this verdict?
Honestly, I'm feeling very good. Yesterday I was pretty exhausted, but I'm feeling powerful, honestly.
Why?
Because I finally got to share my side of the story, and I played a huge role in setting a precedent for not just other journalists, but also others, whether you're a journalist or not, who have been subject to an unjust arrest, as I was.
Well, why don't we try to get into some of the details of this case? You were reporting for the Des Moines Register, as we said, during last year's protests for racial justice. I believe you and your then-boyfriend were pepper sprayed. But were you doing anything other than your job?
Absolutely not. I was assigned to cover that protest with another Des Moines Register journalist. And not only were we covering it, we were covering it well and while following police orders. And the evidence clearly proves that, and the jury also agreed.
You identified yourself as a journalist many times throughout the ordeal, right? Did they just not listen to you or believe you?
Yeah, when I rounded the corner of Verizon, we were, you know, getting away from tear gas, and I take a look back and I see an officer charging at me. So immediately I stopped because I wasn't about to run from a police officer. I put my hands up and I said, I'm press. And he immediately grabbed me, pepper sprayed me right in the face at close range and said, That's not what I asked. Wow. And then throughout the whole arrest, even as I was taken to the Des Moines Police Department and then the Polk County Jail, I continued to say I was a Des Moines Register journalist. I can show you a badge, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, other journalists were arrested in similar situations across the country last summer, but very few of them were actually prosecuted like you were. The cases were almost immediately dropped. Why do you think your case went all the way to trial?
I couldn't even tell you. There's a lot of questions I have as well, and I think that's a great question to ask the Polk County attorney. I don't know why the state would waste resources to pursue this case. So,
you're also Palestinian, and I mention that because you have said in the past that perhaps race played a part in the state's motivation to prosecute you. How so?
You know, I can't really prove someone else's motives without, asking them. But I was the only journalist of color at that protest. I was with another reporter who was right next to me as I was arrested, and she wasn't arrested. She was able to go. I'm going to let the facts just speak for itself.
Sure. There were some questions leading up to this trial. For instance, some people were asking, why weren't you wearing press credentials? And if you were there as a journalist, why was your boyfriend there along with you? You said that was for security. So, in retrospect,
that's my favorite
would
question.
You have done, yeah. So, tell me about it. And in retrospect, would you have done anything differently?
Absolutely not. Honestly, there's no requirement that I must be wearing press credentials. You know, I was fairly new to the Register at the time. I never had one printed because I never needed it. Obviously, I have one printed now, but...
And the question of your boyfriend?
Yeah, my boyfriend, he was my boyfriend at the time. He had seen how there was a lot of violence, just, tear gas, pepper spray, all of these things happening at these protests. He was just like, no, you're not going by yourself.
So you were acquitted, and you say you're feeling powerful because of it. What do you think was at stake for the freedom of the press and for speech in this case?
You know, like I said, I don't think I'm going to be the last journalist arrested. And I think that this really could have silenced journalists and protesters alike. It's essential for us to be able to document historical moments. And without journalists, I can't even imagine what our society would be like today.
Andrea Sahori, a journalist with the Des Moines Register. Thank you very much for your time.
Yep, thank you.